Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Man, what a fucking gangster Bill Nye the Science Guy is.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Words. He's the only reason why I carried about science.
Words you never thought would be spoken. How fucking gangster was Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No, not was. Is.
I apologize. It was. Now it's not was anymore. It was. Now it's is was. Or was.
He always kicked ass. He was always bad as fuck.
You know.
And always will be.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Bill Nye the Science Guy has always been fucking awesome. But today, I lied, 5 days ago, on my birthday, it was announced that Bill Nye is getting his own Netflix series.
Oh, yeah.
It's his own science-themed Netflix series. Each episode of Bill Nye Saves the World, awesome, will tackle a topic from a scientific point of view, dispelling myths and refuting anti-scientific claims that may be...
Fucking 10 o'clock train.
I don't know what that word is. Maybe something...
I'm laughing at the train. That's all I'm laughing at.
Listen, we're not talking about the fucking train. It's goddamn 10:30. 10:30 train always fucking hits. I don't even know why we fucking... Why the fuck take the shit? Fucking bullshit. Who are they honking at? There's nobody there. If you're
the damn children.
To get hit by a fucking train, you're a goddamn moron. Watch. Look at me. You can't see me right now? I'm standing in one place. Watch. Whoop. I took one step to the right or left. Guess who missed the train? Dumbasses. Shut up, train. God. I don't even like the band Train anymore. Train's ruined it for me.
I never liked that band. But anyways, back to something more important. Bill Nye.
Drops of Jupiter. Bill Nye. Science.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it back.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Netflix, so all the episodes are going to be there. Like, boom. Like, I can fucking binge watch and explode my brain and have Neil deGrasse Tyson fucking come in and be like, nigga, you fucked up. I don't think he would say that.
Wow.
I don't know if that... I had to...
Wow.
Shut up. Shut up. Ooh. You know, I completely... I don't know. I don't want to move on from Bill Nye yet, but I kind of want to talk about my dinner tonight, because the scientific shit kind of got me thinking here for a second. So I went to a Japanese steakhouse, and I'm all for trying new shit, okay? Mm-hmm. And my friend's with me, and his lady and his kid, and we're all sitting there, and, you know, it's Japanese hibachi grill, so there's people around us, and we're all talking and everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, will you eat sushi? I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. And I was like, are you getting any? And his lady was like, no, I don't like what he gets. I was like, it's fine. I'll try it. Stupidest fucking idea ever.
What? Why is that?
Because if she doesn't like something, I sure as fuck am not going to like it. Okay? So he's telling me, like, he's like, oh my God. He's like, I got to sit next to you because this plate's going to be so fucking big. I'm like, what the fuck did you order? You'll love it. Just try it. You'll love it. I swear. That's how he talks. He's a fucking goober. He's going to listen to this, too. That's what's even funnier. So, we're chilling. We're eating our salad. And he's fucking like, use your chapsticks. What are you? I'm white as fuck. Well, I can't use goddamn chapsticks to eat a goddamn salad. The fuck? Who does that shit? He does. He's like, oh, there's soup. Use your chapsticks. Fuck you. That's not even funny. You use your goddamn chopsticks.
Soup?
He didn't do it. He was being a dick. He would say, I ate my soup with a fucking spoon because I'm a normal individual. But, then what came out after that? So I got salad, soup. I'm just giving you guys a play-by-play of my meal because it was fucking delicious at that point. I'm like, man, this is really good. Hibachi guy comes out.
And
says,
then?
Hurra! How are you, Arians? Oh my God, Ruka, egg roll, ha. Made our fried rice. They have noodles, too. Banging as fuck. And then this gigantic fucking Asian lady comes out butt naked with sushi spread all over her. Totally kidding. It was on a plate. But it was a massive fucking plate. It could have been an Asian baby.
Probably was.
If it would have been baked, it would have been fantastic. You ever had sushi on a baked potato? It's awesome. So, anyway, I wouldn't eat a baby. Not a baby person. Baby fish? Maybe. Maybe I'm foreshadowing here. Who knows? Let's see. So this giant fucking plate of sushi comes out, and there's a bunch of different shit on there. I'll post a picture on the website for you guys, because I have a picture of it. And it's beautiful. I'm like, wow, those look like Dragon Balls. Like 100 little Dragon Balls in each little sushi roll. What are those? Just dip it in the sauce and just put the whole thing in your mouth. Hold on, I'm going to record it. Oh, okay, cool. That sounds fun. Instantly, that shit hit my mouth, and I fucking knew. I knew that I had made a huge mistake. So it's caviar, basically. Salmon, fish, eggs, with rice and seaweed wrap. I'm looking at the picture now so I can remember each individual thing that I ate tonight. Awful. Awful. Just fucking fishy and chewy and poppy. It was like eating, oh god, I don't know. If you've ever had it and you like it, fuck you. You're a sick goddamn individual. You're eating babies, you fucking monster. Sick. So I'm like, that's fucking disgusting. I don't want anything like that again. Then he's like, here, try this fucking rut-row, or fucking tundra. I don't know. It was something stupid, and it sounded like Scooby-Doo, and he kept saying it, and I'm like, the fuck are you saying? Try the rut-row. No, it was, I don't know. Tundra? Hunt-row? I don't fucking know. And it's orange. It kind of looks like shredded up carrots. And I was like, okay, like, what is it? He's like, just eat it. Hold on, let me record it. Just eat it. And again, I know in my heart, in my fucking soul, this is going to be disgusting. But I've got the whole table of other people cracking up about it because I'm so grossed the fuck out. So I put this mound of something in my mouth. And I taste it. And it's awful. It's fish. It's rut-row fish. Eggs. I don't know what the fuck the fish is called. Shut the fuck up. And it's like you're eating Pop Rocks, but they're squishy Pop Rocks, and they pop when you bite them. And there's like thousands of them, and they're so chewy, and they just keep popping. Then they get mixed into your teeth, and it's just a horrible, horrible fucking experience. If I was a Yelper, I would rate those terribly. So here's the audio.
You like it?
No. Yeah, 4 seconds is all you need. I hated it.
And I don't know, final, it sounded like you loved it.
No, the final fucking bite. Oh yeah, I'm not done. Because I was dumbass enough to try 3 things. He's like, oh, it's squid. I'm like, oh, I've had that before, like calamari and shit. That's not a big deal. Let me think. You ever chewed on a tire?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think I could either until I had that fucking squid. I chewed for like 15 goddamn minutes. It was like eating rubber. It was horrible. Then he wanted me to have a scallop, and that's when I quit. I said, that's fucking disgusting. It's like I'm eating a goddamn vagina, and that's horrendous. Sorry, I'm very bitter about this meal.
Really?
Yeah.
I could not tell.
But then I got my chicken and my shrimp and my vegetables, and that was fucking fantastic. And that was my meal tonight. Baby fish. That I slaughtered in my mouth.
This is delicious.
That's why I'm gay. That's why I like men. Right there. That bullshit fish egg.
Because you'd rather have eels in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather have a dried up eel than a fucking slippery goddamn fish egg. Thousands of fish eggs. That's a goddamn massacre. People eat that. They're sick. They are sick. So anyway, Bill Nye's got this show coming out on Netflix. Loaded with science shit. I'm moving right on. I'm done thinking about it.
Are you sure?
Yup. I'm super excited about Bill Nye, to be completely honest. I miss Mythbusters. That was my shit.
Speaking of Mythbusters,
cool.
You remember Grant, Tori, and Carrie?
Yeah.
They're also getting their own show.
Ooh, spinoff.
Yep, just them.
Nice.
No Adam and Jamie, because they're doing their own thing. Like, I think Adam's doing BattleBots now. And
Oh, that's cool. I've seen a couple of posts on Facebook about BattleBots. I was wondering.
I've watched a few episodes. It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's fighting robots. What's not good about that?
Mm. I would probably make mine some type of leprechaun type thing. I name it Lucky Charms because it's magically destructive.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Afterwards, do you take a shower and get magically clean?
Generally, because I usually leak fluids out of my penis because I'm all excited.
Well, I've got a shower cap for you.
I need to go to a doctor. Do you?
You do. You do need to see a doctor about that. We're moving on.
I'm just kidding. I don't have shit coming out of my pee-pee. My neighbor.
Oh, so that comes out of the other end.
Ew. Anyway,
pooper.
Tell me about the shower cap. We're not talking about my pooper on the podcast. Pooper podcast.
Pooper podcast. This is the unicorn shower cap. This is a unicorn shower cap available online fashion retailer ASOS. I have no idea, but it's only $8.
That's fine. You know,
it's like a unicorn head. It's even got a horn.
Yeah. In my line of work at Walmart, shoplifters love to wear shower caps. I'm not going to profile here. However, anytime an individual comes in a shower cap, they steal. 90% of the time, it's 100% correct.
And then they'll bite you?
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
I know.
That was my friend, too. One of my APAs got bit by a fucking crazy bitch with a kid in her arm. I'd have bashed her fucking stupid head into the goddamn ground.
Yep.
Then I would have whooped the fucking biter's ass, too.
Just grab the kid, smash it into the ground.
You fucking dog.
I would. You bit me, but that's my kid. You're next.
Look what you created. Yeah, fucking.
That old bitch.
Took a chunk, and then she ran away.
Did she leave the kid?
Hell no. That's happened before, though. They stopped.
Leaving. I know. You told me about that. The one left it in the cart.
Dropped her kid and fucking bounced. She's like, here. Meh. I need this. I can make another one of those.
The government will give me money for having another one.
Terrible.
Ooh.
Terrible.
True, though.
Ah, that's true. That's true. That's cool, though. A little shower cap.
Available from yep.
Online fashion retailers. Asus.
Asus?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of neat.
There's one thing that you always have, though, while you're in the shower, Ty.
My pee-pee?
Well, that and your shower beer.
Oh, God, yeah. If you haven't seen my shower beer videos, you are fucking missing out.
But it's kind of hard to have your shower beer if you don't have a sweet-ass beer bottle opener.
I know, because I usually take, like, 6 in there, and then I just kind of struggle to open them, and I have to use my toes. They're like talons. I'm like a fucking mother hawk. You touch my beer, I'm going to claw you.
And my babies.
My babies.
My babies. Don't touch my babies.
Let me drink my babies.
Let me break their top of their heads open and drink their brains.
Give me your stem cells. That's how I stay so nimble and young.
Really? You're like 78.
I know. That's what's crazy. I'm older than Ben, but I can make fun of him because he's frail.
Well, there was that period there where your age started to catch up with you.
Oh, that's because I didn't have any babies.
But see, now that you've moved and you're in a baby-rich environment, you can just eat as many as you want. You can crack their skulls open with your ass-backed cigarette still open.
Baby-rich environment. Like I found an orphanage, just babies. Forever.
Well, you just look at your boss, well, I'm going to go for lunch right now. I'm just headed over to the maternity ward.
You want some? You want some? I can share. Can I get a doggy bag?
You know, right now I found some triplets there. It's great. I only need like 2 of them. You can have the third one.
Oh, could you imagine like a baby dessert, like creme bebe?
Caramelized sugar on top. This is why we should not be left alone on these things.
Thanks, Ben, for not joining us tonight because you're too busy doing stuff or whatever.
Dispatching ambulances to go save people's lives, you dick.
Oh, my God.
Our 6 listeners are more important. Yeah. I don't know. Actually, after that baby bit, we might only have 4.
We probably only have, like, 2. Which is funny, because we actually, I mean, on a serious note, we have a lot of listeners right now. Like, we're really coming back strong. I don't know if you look at the stats. We're doing pretty good.
I still don't understand why so many people want to listen to us.
I don't understand either, but they aren't getting on iTunes and leaving reviews and comments and stuff. They can add me on Snapchat if they don't want to go on fucking iTunes, even though that's where you're listening to us. It's like two clicks, you dicks.
I listen to ours through Player FM on Android because I can't do iTunes on my Android because, well, yeah. iTunes sucks dicks and I don't want to.
That's okay, because fuck.
No yawning time.
I know. That's okay, though, because it routes through iTunes, because everything we do goes through iTunes and it's just shipped off to everybody else.
Oh, wait, I can download Apple Music from my phone?
Can you?
I don't want to, but I can.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's... What were we talking about?
We never mentioned it. Cast Iron T-Rex bottle opener.
I don't think we ever mentioned what exactly it was.
No, because we started talking about eating babies, and then I got sidetracked. Babies.
What were we talking about? I'm just kidding. So, there's a... It's a cast iron T-Rex bottle opener, and it's super fucking... It's even got little, like, curled arms. $40.
It is pretty sweet. I want one. It's $40, but it's probably also heavy as hell. Probably chuck that as hell.
9 by 5 inches of cast iron, so it's a rather formidable bottle opener. Also, makes a great weapon. It was Colonel Mustard in the billiard room with the T-Rex bottle opener. Arrest everybody, and let's boil them alive. Oh, that's hilarious. That's super cool, though. Like, that's legit. I mean, that's a solid-looking son of a bitch. I have no reason for that, though. That's a big, big bottle opener. I just kind of use my countertop. It's granite.
Well, that's why you have all those chips out of your counter. See, I would prefer this, because I have a plethora of bottle openers that just disappear over time. So having something like this, you wouldn't be able to misplace it, at least. Thing's giant.
It's fucking huge.
You could, ow.
Oh, did you get hit by the bottle opener?
No, my other microphone.
Oh, some of us can't afford two fucking microphones. I can barely get one.
I didn't afford shit. Samson sent me like 4 of them.
Man, I need to get a new microphone. Not really. I love my microphone. I just want another one.
Well, I'm pretty sure that if you had this T-Rex bottle opener, you just hit somebody and take their microphone.
Yeah, if I was a fucking T-Rex, I'd use my tail and just fuck somebody up. Then I'd have somebody slide down it, like Fred Flintstone.
Well, why don't you get yourself a T-Rex tail, then?
Because it's scientifically frowned upon, like Caitlyn Jenner.
You mean Bruce?
Eh, whatever you want to call it.
Kim Kardashian?
Ugh. Stop it.
The other Kardashians?
You're going too far now. This is getting disgusting. Moving on. So... I think what you're trying to hint at is a buckle-on dinosaur tail. You know, this has nothing to do with technology. What are we doing?
It's because it's a dinosaur tail and we were talking about the bottle opener.
Which had nothing to do with technology.
A lot of our conversations have nothing to do with technology, but I could see you rocking this around, especially on Tuesday nights on Trivia Night.
I would come in first, too. Hold on here. So, I can get a T-Rex bottle opener for $40, or I can get a T-Rex tail for $40.
Or both for $80.
And if I had the tail, I wouldn't have to wear pants, because dinosaurs don't wear pants. And there's multiple colors. I could get a black one. That way it would match my skin color. That sounds right.
You're white, dude.
What?
Yeah, just go watch the videos of you singing. You sound like you're white.
What the? No, I'm not. Clayton Bigsby is not white.
Your name's Ty.
Hold on, let me pull this video up. Oh my god.
That's you. That's you.
No. Oh my god.
Sorry.
Oh no.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Ty.
Oh, my. And what was I doing? Raising money for kids with the Children's Miracle Network?
Yes, you were.
Holy Jesus. I am so white.
And you did, and you want? You raised like over $400.
Just today?
Just today alone. Like between 10 and 5. Yesterday?
What you're saying is people should go to their local Walmart and donate to the Children's Miracle Network funds that they're collecting from now to October 9th.
They should.
Wow. That's a great fucking idea. I am so white. They are sold out of the black tail, but they got green.
Green would go good with your white skin.
Came right back to me being white. Stop bringing it up. It's depressing enough already. I can't dance. I can't play fucking basketball. What else can I not fucking do?
Call dance?
Bitches. I can dance.
You can't dance.
I can't fucking dance. I can't dance to save my life. Sing. What do I have going for me anymore? This fucking podcast?
And you work a full-time job.
I do. I got that going for me.
You're a high-ranking official at your job.
I know my dad.
Oh,
was that too far?
I was trying to tiptoe around that, and you just ran up and punted it like a baby.
Just like their dad when they left, just tiptoeing around.
And you know what happens when they don't have a father figure around?
Oh, God, they get stressed out.
Well, that and they try and rob Pittsburgh stores with a machete.
Oh my. You're going real
far.
But
then, surprise! The shop owner has a scimitar! That's the way I yell when I have some sort of sword.
What? Can you hear it one more time? Okay. That's in Pittsburgh, too. Isn't Ben in...
Yeah.
Somewhere around
that
there?
Was probably Ben, actually.
It looks like Ben. The guy's kind of fat and old.
Oh! The
name says Juad Hayat.
No, he's not the shop owner. We're talking about the guy that was robbing the store was Ben.
Oh.
Remember he said time for hard.
He did say time
you
for
know...
hard. You know... Yeah? Oh, Ben, listen, buddy. That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Yeah.
That's not a knife either. That's a scimitar.
Oh.
Oh, God!
You're stupid.
Yes, I am. I'm here all week. No, not really.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Oh, there's a video.
There is.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
If you listen closely, he goes...
Okay, so the... dude's running with a machete. There's your first sign that shit's not set up to go well. And dude just grabs a goddamn scimitar from underneath the shelf. Mm-hmm. Oh my Jesus fuck. I would be gone. All he stole was a bag of chips.
That's all he could grab before he got his friggin' hand chopped off.
That thing's huge.
That's what she said.
I think it was Ben. That looks like Ben. If the police are listening, Ben. It's Ben.
Benjamin. He lives in.
Oh, putting out personal information now. Uh-oh.
I'm not giving the address. I just said he lives in...
Well, that's all I gotta need. It's Ben... in... Pennsylvania.
To be fair, he puts it out on the website because that's technically our quote-unquote head office.
Oh, yeah, that is.
No, I'm the Canadian branch. Mine's an igloo.
And an igloo. And it's French.
Whoa. I would rather it be Mexican.
Yeah.
Okay. At least their food is delicious. Well, to be fair, the French did give us poutine, but that's pretty much all they got going.
Poutine, man.
Because the Americans gave us freedom fries.
You're goddamn right we did. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I gotta say.
I said Jesus, not Jesus. Oh, sorry. Yeah, get back in there and make me a burrito. Jesus.
Oh, God. Ben's got balls to try and pull off a stunt like that.
Squishy balls.
I bet if he's... I don't know. This is the first time I've ever wanted to talk about Ben's balls for a split second here. I imagine him being pink and dangly. I can't segue like that.
I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm sorry. I can't. Ugh.
Sorry about that. My printer is deciding it's going to start doing random shit during a podcast.
Well, you got printers, I got trains, we've got sticky balls that sit on the bottom of your desk. So you can give them a little squeeze whenever you're stressed out.
Yeah. No. You know what else we got?
What?
We got a whole bucket of nope.
Meet Nice Balls. Nice Balls are a pair of suction cup testicles that discreetly hang below your desk.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I've closed the article. I don't even...
I didn't. I'm looking right at it. I'm going to buy them. Unless they're $40, just, like everything else.
You just got to look at balls.
Yeah, but they're pink. They're pink balls.
Didn't mean shit.
We're talking about stressicles. Oh, they missed out on that fucking name. Saha! It's trademarked and copyrighted by Cerebral Overload Incorporated. LLC. What are we? I don't fucking know. We never even got any of that. Shit.
I don't know.
They did not use that name. Stressicles. Wow. They missed out on two awesome things there. Would have been a good commercial.
Deuce.
Stressicles.
Because you never know when you're having just a really hard day and you gotta grab a hold of a nice pair of balls.
I do every day. And then I touch customers and their food.
And you shake their hands and then stroke their face slowly.
Mm-hmm. I say, you smell that? That's me. And I'm with you forever.
Forever.
Ugh. All right. Well, now that I'm thoroughly disgusted. Yeah. So every week, for people that are kind of new to listening to us, since we've been weekly recording again, we do a Kickstarter project or something, some type of bullshit project that we think of that's cool and whatever.
Something like that.
This week, normally it's Ben, sometimes Andrew, rarely ever me. I don't find things that I think are interesting. But this week it's my turn.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Someone's stepping their game up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me crack open a baby real quick to get my courage up. It's time for Ty's Bullshit Kickstarter Thing or Something of the Week.
That's the skinny.
That horn is so goddamn loud every time I play that shit. Whew. Okay, so this week's Kickstarter project, unfortunately, I like to get ones that aren't, you know, backed yet. It did just recently get backed 100%, so it's going to happen. But what they're marketing is true stereo wireless speakers, DECT, or DECT, versus Bluetooth. So the thought process is that a non-true stereo speaker has a master speaker and a slave, and the phone runs through the master and gets pushed over to the slave.
I didn't think we were allowed to have slaves anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this company thinks. So this company not only is Northern, but it's also against racism. And true stereo, your phone registers that there's two speakers and makes one a left speaker and a right speaker, so it actually gives you a legitimate stereo sound.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. They're saying it's one of the first ones, blah, blah, blah.
blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
They got a CES Innovation Award for 2016, a DECT Award Innovation for 2016.
I'm very skeptical because the picture, the GIF that's in there, shows
right
the two speakers and dots going to this girl's ears and then fake phantom headphones going over top of her ears.
Hmm.
I'm really skeptical of the GIF. I do not think that it does that.
I don't really want ghost headphones to fall on my head because it looks like it instantly kills her in the GIF. I mean, she's there, she's smiling, she's got a little like fingers under her chin, looking all adorable, and then just dead.
Well, to be fair, if anything in the GIF, it shows her just getting frozen more so frozen in time than dead.
You know, I'm just glad they use a GIF in the article, because GIFs are awesome.
Like it is a nice little GIF to throw in there, just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this GIF here. Hey, look, there's actually reviews from other websites that aren't us.
Well, then, who gives a shit what they have to say?
That's interesting. Did other websites talk about you in their podcast?
Doubt it.
Interesting. Do other websites have over 3,000 followers for their podcast?
Wait, we have over 3,000 followers?
Sure.
Are you making that up?
It's a number.
I feel like you're making that up.
I don't think so. It's a number. Hey, look at these little speakers. Those are cool.
Ooh, those are cool little speakers.
Neat.
They have little batteries in them.
There's a couple different places.
Oh, they come in different colors.
Oh. So if you're interested
in white, pink, getting blue, them, green.
Yeah. $128 gets you the early bird special. One set of stereo, one micro, white speakers.
See, the pink early bird special is good for Ben because he's old and they like the early bird specials.
Or blue or green. Pledge $135 or more, so just $7 more. That seems kind of silly.
Only $7 more?
You get one USB dongle and two micro speakers.
What do you get?
A USB dongle. Stupid. And then you jump up to a $250 donation. You get two sets of stereo, one speakers. $360 gets you three sets or more. Wait, what? Sign a number of one set, color, pledge amount of space. Oh, okay. Ah, I get it now.
And then?
And then, if you pledge $1,300 or more, you get 12 sets of speakers. That's it, actually.
Oh.
So really, it's just a really good speaker sound.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I haven't heard them.
I haven't heard them either.
So, how can we rectify? How can we rectify this? Slivering succotash. So, One Audio, we can fix this problem.
Yeah, we could definitely
just send a pair to Ty.
Mm-hmm. We
definitely solve this issue.
I agree. And then, if you don't like my review enough, send another pair to Andrew, and we'll get you the best two goddamn reviews in the world.
You might not like his, you might not like mine, you put them together and they're fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's like a dick with no balls. I mean, you gotta have the dick and the balls.
You gotta have the dick and the balls.
Or else you're just a Bruce Jenner.
Or Kim Kardashian.
Ugh. Or any of the Kardashians, really. Those fucking donkey face bitches. Ugh. Gross. God. But yeah, I think it's a cool idea. I mean, they're little speakers, but they're apparently going to have really good true stereo sound.
See, but how many speakers have said, oh, we have stereo sound? Like, I get the whole master and just punch over a beer bottle. I guess I understand the whole, you know, stereo BS.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm skeptical, because how can you actually determine it? How does it... God damn it.
I don't know.
I fucking don't even want to finish this right now.
They've got charts and shit. I mean,
They might have charts, but I do not see one pie chart.
I don't either, and that's unfortunate. They got flying squirrel charts, but there's no pie charts.
They have flying squirrel charts, and then there's more GIFs of flashing stuff lower, and then a couple of videos, some checkboxes, some other diagrams with other GIFs, more arrows.
There you go.
But there's not... Oh, there's a triangle, like, period scheme thing going on here.
I don't know.
Pyramid, not period. Some giraffes, creepy little children dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
They don't have any pictures of us.
Not seen one pie chart or pictures of us.
Mm.
Oh, wait, Ty, is that? No, that's a guy named Shing. I thought that was you for a second there. Raymond? No, no, that's...
They also say there's 20 hours of battery life in there.
Don't believe it.
So we will see. Maybe.
I don't believe you, but I think you guys need to send us some so we can test it.
I agree. So we'll help you. We'll even get you a pie chart. We'll make one. For free. All we need. Looking at you, Kenneth, chief engineer of One Audio. Oh, wait, this is One Audio? Oh, they got good shit. I've got some of their stuff. Huh, yeah. Yeah, looking at you, Kenneth. Hook us up, buddy. They got a pyramid scheme chart.
Jesus.
I'm scrolling through now. Shut up.
Am I talking to a goddamn wall here?
Huh? No, I'm Ty. Don't you leave.
I'm dealing with a retarded monkey.
Don't you dare talk about Harambe.
I'm going to take a bullet in the skull for Harambe in a second.
Dicks out for him and balls out for Bantu. The gorilla that got killed because it got put to sleep to be transported to a different zoo and died.
Wait, what? When did this happen?
I don't know. I saw it on Facebook, so it's got to be real. Balls out for Bantu. Yeah. So, we're looking at Anto, Kenneth, Peggy, Alan, Raymond, Anthony, Shing, Tracy, Kyung, and May. All the people from this. Expect an email from us with this podcast telling you that we'll review your speakers. We'll review them on the podcast, even. We'll test the audio live for our listeners. Free of charge. Just requires a set of speakers.
Gotta hook a brother up.
Let us know. We'll be here. Well, that's it for my Kickstarter project. Andrew?
I got nothing.
Nothing? Ben? Oh, wait, that's right. Gone again.
Hold on, I think I can get a hold of Ben. Just give me a second here.
Oh, God, now I'm excited.
Do you hear that? That's his knees.
Ben? Well, that was a good joke, I guess. I got nothing up. That's the gopher.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I got nothing else.
Neither do I.
I guess until next week, really. Oh, actually, real quick. I know. People are possibly wondering about the title of this episode. I've got no reason for it. So, we'll see you guys next week.
Oh, hello.
Arians.
Arians.
Well, that's it for me.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you all listeners next week. Hit us up on iTunes.
And hope you all don't have a Note 7 or it might explode.
Yeah. Talk about that next week.
Maybe.
Possibly not. Probably not. It'll be old news.
Yeah.
All right.
Something else will be exploding. Like Ty.
Hey, I'm a queer.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.